Yeah! Ah. Well, there's our 1-2 for Tuesday this morning. And David requested this. Boy, and he's making his 2 for Tuesday count. Little Quiet Riot. Esmeralda, do you like Quiet Riot?
Yes. I don't know. I've never delved more than the hits.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people have,
They're
quite
the
frankly.
Ones with the makeup, right?
No. That's Twisted Sister.
Oh, okay. See, I always get them confused.
Yeah, it's not hard to get them confused.
They both had big hair, right?
Big curly hair. Everybody at that time did.
Yeah, but they
No. Quiet Riot didn't really have big curly hair. No. Dee Snider from Twisted Sister had the big crazy curly hair.
I just keep thinking of Dee Snider then.
Yeah. No, this is Quiet Riot. Kevin Dubrow was the lead singer of Quiet Riot. And they had the Metal Health was the name of the, I believe the name of the album as well. And it had a dude with like a metal cover on his face and he was in a straitjacket screaming. They had a lot of.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Kevin Dubrow.
He has quite a jaw. His jaw is very chiseled.
Mm-hmm. Did Quiet Riot. They were, you know, they sucked.
Right.
They sucked.
They have big hair, though.
Yeah, everybody did, though.
Very big
at that
curly
time,
hair.
At that time. So, that was just the thing. You had big curly hair or a mullet.
I'm curious as to how many people had perms.
In the 80s?
Yeah, how many? Well, no, for these guys. Like, how many
Oh, you mean
perms?
The hair metal?
Yeah.
How many were natural, and how many were perms?
Who's curly naturally, and then
That's a good question.
Who's getting perms?
My guess is there was a lot of perm stuff going on.
I just love that. They're like, no, we need big, curly. Yeah. Let's get a perm.
Yep. Perm it up. Oh. Oh, man. All right, so we're going to hear one more Quiet Riot jam. They had one song on an album that nobody bought that I liked. And it was not on the big, it was not like Come On, Feel the Noise or, you know. Their other, it was just some, it came out like in the, I want to say 86 or 87, at the tail end of whenever anybody was buying any of that stuff.
That's when you got, you're like, no, I like this one.
No, that's the thing. That happened to me a lot. Like, I liked one Dokken song, like right before Dokken became out of favor. Yeah, I don't know. I was listening to, you know, Level 42, as we
that's
all know.
That's right.
You know,
ready for the world.
Do you know Ready for the World? Let me love down. Do you know where the title of Level 42, where that comes from? The name Level 42?
No.
Dan, do you know where the name Level 42 comes from?
I am unaware.
This is just going to, you know, me being more of a geek. It's a reference to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh.
42 is the level where you reach euphoria.
Oh.
Yeah. So there you go.
Great.
Another reason why I like the band, because they named themselves after something from Hitchhiker's Guide. Man, did I hide that when I was in high school? My love for Hitchhiker's Guide?
Really?
Oh.
That wasn't cool?
No!
All right.
It's still not cool.
Well
it is now, because everything dorky is cool.
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah. Oh, I love Hitchhiker's Guide. Oh, my God. Hey, it's August. Did you know it was August? Did you say rabbit at all?
I saw you in the three rabbits.
That's right. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. Okay, well, you want to know some of the offbeat holidays that you can celebrate in August?
Yes.
Because we need to celebrate things.
Right, because what do you celebrate in August other than these?
Well, nothing.
Well, there you go. Then we need something.
Actually, you know, August 1st was a bunch of them, but one of them was... August 1st is Respect for Parents Day. Isn't that every day?
It should be.
That's what I'm saying. Why do we have to make a day out of that?
Because there's hoodlum, no respecting kids.
And he slaps right across their choppers.
Is that what happens on Respect Your Parents Day?
The parents get to slap the hell out of their kids who don't respect
mouth.
Them. Yeah, that's what exactly right. That's what should happen. Yeah, I get to slap the hell out of my kid today if he doesn't respect me.
Oh, gosh. Well, that day is done now.
It's so. Yeah. All right. Well, August 6th, as we were just talking about in our last segment, it's National Mustard Day.
Mm.
And all kinds of crazy stuff happening up in Wisconsin to celebrate that. August 7th is National Lighthouse Day.
I have never seen one in person.
Really?
Oh, wait. No, I have. There's one in Batavia.
Okay.
There's just one there.
I don't know if I've ever seen the one in Batavia, but I've seen lighthouses.
Yeah, someone brought it. Some man who lived in Batavia. He had it brought from somewhere.
Oh, okay. I thought he's like walking around Batavia carrying a lighthouse.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
No, he brought it from somewhere. I forget where.
Okay.
Because, I mean, what do they need a lighthouse? It's
in
the
Batavia,
middle of like the forest.
Yeah, you don't need a lighthouse in Batavia. Okay. August 7th is also Sisters Day. So if sisters, you're sisters, celebrate.
I got none.
I don't either.
Great.
So we're not going to be celebrating that day. Okay, here's a good one. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
August 8th.
Okay.
Which, by the way, is the same night as the screening of Bad News Bears that I will be co-hosting with Dan Epstein. It's Monday. Dan Epstein, by the way, curly hair.
Yeah.
Natural. That's definitely natural.
Yeah.
He doesn't strike me as a guy who would get a perm.
He's going to get his perms.
No. He's also got great mutton chops, too. Dan does.
I didn't see those.
Oh, he's full on 70s.
I saw the big hair.
He had the big hair.
Did he have a jean vest?
He had a jean jacket with...
Oh, it was a jean jacket.
Yeah, with like AC/DC pins and stuff on it. Yeah. Oh, he was rocking. He's a great guy, man. We're going to have a lot of fun Monday night. But anyway, August 8th, sneak some zucchini onto your neighbor's porch day.
What? Okay, go on.
I can't go on. But it says, the explanation is, and that's not a euphemism, because I could see how that some people would think, yeah, let's sneak some zucchini onto your neighbor's porch.
Is this supposed to, I'm assuming because you've grown in your
garden, you have
garden.
Some zucchini.
You have a lot of zucchini. Mm-hmm. You got to get rid of it. So let's sneak it onto your neighbor's porch.
They wake up in the morning. It's a lovely little gift.
Right.
Wake up in the morning to get the paper.
Yeah.
Honey?
Because you're sick of eating zucchini.
There's a bunch of zucchini on our porch.
Or they're going to be real mad because they don't like zucchini.
Yeah. What the hell is all this zucchini doing on the porch?
Could go either way.
Who doesn't like zucchini? Come on.
I don't know. Zucchini's wonderful.
Zucchini rules. All right, that's August 8th. So if you have zucchini, save it for 6 days and then sneak it onto your neighbor's porch and then just duck in the bushes and find out what their response is going to be. It's either going to be, wow, I'm really happy. Look at this gift of zucchini. Or they're going to come out and go, why the hell would somebody leave zucchini on my porch? I'm glad they said that wasn't a euphemism.
Yeah, people would take that the wrong way.
Well, yeah, we're probably going to end up with some of these on Friday. And not on Fly Jams Friday, the other thing we do on Friday, straight out of context.
Real quick, people are letting us know that it's technically not a lighthouse in Batavia, it's a windmill.
Whatever, same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Another texter us know that the lighthouse was put up as a joke by that guy because he submitted to the city council that he wanted a bridge to go over the river.
Well, I thought it was a windmill.
And he couldn't go over the bridge. And there's no bridges allowed unless the river is lit. So he brought a lighthouse, according to the
person. All right, well, wait a second. So is it a lighthouse or is it a
windmill? We are getting conflicting reports.
A windmill.
But windmill seems to be the
I think it
clubhouse
is a windmill,
lead.
Now that I think about it.
Well, then who's this person with the lighthouse story?
Yeah, I don't know. A fan of Fabian, apparently, who
this
brought the
that
lighthouse.
This is the man that you were talking about carrying around a lighthouse.
He's the guy carrying around a lighthouse.
That's what he's talking about.
In Batavia.
Well, then I've never seen a lighthouse.
But you've seen a windmill.
Yep.
You sure you know what a windmill is?
It's the same. It's that same structure, except that one has fans, right? Or what do you
call
it?
It has
them?
A windmill on it, yeah.
Right, but you know.
It's blades like a fan.
There you go.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's that same.
But it doesn't have a light.
All right. Well, they could put one in. You could easily put one in. Then
you could install a light into a windmill.
They should do that because then it'd be like lighthouse and windmill. Come see our lighthouse and windmill.
Hey, you want to see great use of a windmill?
Okay.
Do we get to see it on August 9th?
No, it's not. There is no windmills in RoboCop. No, there isn't. I can't plug.
Darn.
Can't plug windmills.
Well, if you hate windmills.
There's a lighthouse in RoboCop.
Oh, is there?
I don't know. I don't remember. Movie takes place in futuristic Detroit. I'm almost positive there's not a lighthouse in it.
Well, in futuristic Detroit, fun fact, lighthouses
yeah.
were their main export.
RoboCop walks around with one in the movie. You'll see it on Tuesday if you come out to the Movie Co. Theater. No, great use of lighthouse, of windmill. Besides the Man of La Mancha, Don Quixote, that's the whole windmill thing there. Brides of Dracula.
All right.
Now here, Brides of Dracula with Peter Cushing.
Does someone get chopped up by the windmill?
No.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think what they would use it
for. Here's the deal now. Listen to me. Peter Cushing's in it. So right there, rules.
Okay.
All right. So in order to kill the vampire, he positions the windmill so that from the base to the top, he stops the windmill so it looks like a cross. So the shadow of the windmill is shaped like a cross.
Oh, and then does it land on the vampire?
No, it doesn't have to land on him. He's in front of a cross. You can't put a cross in front of a vampire.
Even what if he doesn't look at it?
He closes his eyes. That's one thing.
He could easily close his eyes and then just...
But he ends up... I can't remember if he ends up dead, but I know they use the windmill to do the shape of a cross in order to stop him in his tracks, at least.
Well, maybe. I mean, that vampire doesn't seem like a good vampire.
He's a great vampire.
I'm just saying.
He's also blonde. He's one of the only blonde vampires.
I'm saying if a windmill
in the horror,
cross is stopping him.
It gets a cross. You have no control over it. You're a vampire.
But you just said if he closes his eyes.
He can't. He's hypnotized by the cross.
Because I was going to say if he closes his eyes, then because he's a bat, he'd have that sonar and he could just easily walk away.
Well, he can't. Everything is stopped because of the cross.
Okay.
It stops all of his powers.
I see.
One of the only blonde vampires in Hammer horror history. I think the only blonde vampire in Hammer horror history.
Yeah, they all have dark hair. Maybe they're blonde and they just dye their hair.
Except for the that terrible You're Eating Worms, Michael. Kiefer.
Right. Oh,
Lost
right.
Boys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's blonde in that.
Yeah.
You're Eating Worms, Michael.
So is Leslie Nielsen.
Are you talking about Dracula Dead and Loving It? Seriously, you just made a Dracula Dead and Loving It reference?
Oh, I like that movie.
Oh.
It's so bad.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Have you seen Blazing Saddles?
No.
See, now there's something wrong that you've seen Dracula Dead and Loving It, but you haven't seen Blazing Saddles.
Multiple times, I think. Because it's always on TV that... Or it used to be when I saw it.
I remember I laughed once during that movie. One time.
Well, but when he's stabbing.
That's the time.
And he keeps
when
getting sprayed.
There's 50 million gallons of blood that shoot. Mel Brooks doesn't get hit with the blood. It's the guy from Wings. I always forget which one.
I know which one.
Which one, Dan? It's the two guys from Wings. It's either Tim Daly or...
Curly hair or not curly hair.
Or Steven Weber. It's either Steven Weber or Tim Daly.
Steven Weber, I think.
Steven Weber has the wavy hair. Tim Daly
has the not responsible one on Wings.
I don't remember. Oh.
Because Tim Daly was the responsible one.
They had a lighthouse in Wings.
Oh, there you go.
That makes sense. It's an airport.
It's an airport. That's right. All right, we have to break for weather and traffic. So we got 1-2 for Tuesday this week because of the 90 guests that we had on. And it's Quiet Riot, and this is Slick Black Cadillac. Black Cadillac.
This is quite a beat to it.
It's jaunty.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, slow down. All right. We were just discussing another comic masterpiece that Esmeralda has seen several times. Jesse, so far, Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Uh-huh.
Of all the Cheech and Chong movies, you've seen the Corsican Brothers a bunch of times. And what was the one you just told me?
Fatal Instinct.
Fatal Instinct with Armand Asante and Sean Young. These are the comedy classics that you've seen repeatedly.
You know why? Because they always used to be on Comedy Central. On like a Saturday afternoon.
Why is Comedy Central showing those movies?
They're playing the worst movies.
have you seen Caddyshack?
No.
Stripes?
No.
Animal House?
Yes.
Okay, so you haven't seen Caddyshack, you haven't seen Stripes, but you've seen Fatal Instinct a bunch of times.
I've seen it multiple. I just saw it like a few weeks ago.
Have you seen?
It was on TV.
And
again.
You still watch it?
I sat there and I watched it.
Have you seen Up in Smoke?
I think so.
It's the first Cheech and Chong movie.
Is it the car? Is the car made of
made
weed?
Of pot? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, you've seen that one.
Right. I don't remember how it ends. But I remember
they're all high. It turns out that they're all high.
I remember the beginning because the dad, he's yelling at him.
That's right, Strother Martin.
Yeah, he's the rich kid. Yeah.
You get a job before sundown or we're shipping you off to military school. I can do the whole speech. I can't do the whole speech because the FCC would come in and fine us.
Right.
But it's Strother Martin. He's in the movie for a minute and 15 seconds. I'm not kidding. And it's the greatest minute and 15 seconds in cinema history. They should study it. At Columbia, they have courses based on the opening scene of Up in Smoke.
Oh, wow.
Just on the Strother Martin scene. I teach it.
Oh, wow.
It's a six-month course.
Goodness gracious.
And then I also have a six-month course on the...
Do you get a PhD?
Absolutely. You immediately...
Doctorate?
And I also teach a six-month course on the scene in Career Opportunities when Jennifer Connelly is on the horse.
Right. That one I've seen a bunch of times, too.
I'm sure. Of course you have. Because it's terrible. What, do you only watch terrible comedies? Is that what's happening here?
Blame the TV.
Because it's on, you're going to watch.
Well,
because
I don't know.
Well, if it's on, I'm going to watch. You know, that's exactly why the vampire watched the windmill. So there you go. You're saying, oh, what can't hurt him. Close his eyes. You'll keep your eyes open during Fatal Instinct.
Also, I had a tiny crush on the
Who?
Guy from Career Opportunities. What's his name?
No. Frank Wally?
A little bit.
Are you out of your mind? Frank Wally? Oh, my God. That's like Frank Wally is the guy you get when John Cryer's busy.
John. I don't like John Cryer.
It's like if you can't get Matthew Broderick, you get John Cryer. If you can't get John Cryer... You get Frank Wally. If you can't get Frank Wally, you get Jonathan Silverman. All of those guys are exactly the same. They're all cut from the same cloth.
Oh, no.
They're all the same dude. Frank Wally. I've seen Career Opportunities a bunch of times, too. It's terrible, but Jennifer Connelly's in it.
Right.
And there's the scene on the horse.
Oh, and there's, who's the
Dermot
bad guy?
Mulroney.
Yeah.
And Dylan McDermott Mulroney McDillon. Yeah. All right, here's a few more of these dates here.
Okay.
You ready? August 10th, National S'mores Day.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
August 13th, Middle Children's Day. That's nothing with us.
Right. I'm young, so I'm the youngest.
I'm the only. We don't get anything. Only children don't get anything.
You get everything, so you don't need a day.
What are you talking about? We get everything.
Because you're the only child.
Yeah. Remind my parents of that someday. August 15th is National Relaxation Day. That's every day for me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I take advantage of that pretty much every day. August 16th, National Roller Coaster Day. Oh.
No, thank you.
You know, they're tearing down one of the major roller coasters in Sandusky.
Oh, and what is that called?
Sandusky, but it's called something, and I can't remember the name of it.
The big, yeah.
Yeah, the roller, the amusement park.
They have
Cedar Point.
Cedar Point. They have a lot of wooden.
Yeah, but they're tearing one of them down.
Well, is it dangerous or they just
getting
rid of it?
Yeah, they're probably just getting rid of it because they're probably going to build more that flip upside down and throw you across the room and try and kill you.
See, I think that the wooden old ones are even scarier than the new ones.
I like those more. I like the old school wooden roller coasters.
What's the one at Great America?
The Eagle.
The Eagle. Yeah, no, that frightened me because it was just one little bar over your lap.
Yeah.
And you're moving around.
Yeah, welcome to roller coasters of the 70s.
Oh, it's frightening.
That opened 40 years ago. That opened in 1976.
That's scarier than the Batman where your legs are dangling.
No, no.
That was nothing compared to that.
I need something underneath me. Oh, there we go. All right, everybody, mark that down for Friday morning. Straight out of context.
Oh, boy.
August 18th is Bad Poetry Day. And then August 26th is National Dog Day. Does that only happen in the afternoon? Oh, come on. Hold it a minute now. You even get that?
Yeah. No, I've seen that.
You got? Oh, you've seen Dog Day Afternoon?
Yeah, I had a rash of watching Pacino movies.
as opposed to Dracula Dead and Loving It for the sixth time.
I went, let's hold off on the Dracula.
Which Pacino movies have you seen? Which ones?
Serpico.
Oh, so the good ones. So you've seen good Al Pacino.
Well, they were on Netflix, so.
Serpico, Dog Day?
Yeah.
Ah. Godfather?
No.
Oh, Scarface?
I'm waiting.
Well, you've seen Scarface.
I'm waiting to.
You're waiting to see it when I screen it.
On Saturday.
It's in November.
November.
But you saw Scarface, you saw it at my screening.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a rash of watching.
And Justice for All?
No.
Oh, it's a good one.
But
that's kind of like the first movie where he started screaming.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And then it just became like his thing. All he'd do was scream.
He wasn't. I always get Al Pacino and young Dustin Hoffman confused.
I can understand that.
Who did Panic in Needle Park?
That's Pacino.
I saw that, too.
It's a great. Wow, those are good.
Because they're all on Netflix.
Well, you know what else is on Netflix? A bunch of good movies. Except,
well, a little bit ago, they didn't have that many great movies.
So you just watched Dracula Dead and Loving It?
No, that was on TV.
Oh, okay. Dan, have you seen Dracula Dead and Loving It?
No. I've seen bits and pieces of it because it was on cable. And,
see?
Yeah.
About the Corsican Brothers. Have you seen that?
Not seen the Corsican Brothers.
They're on TV, and what are you going to do? There's nothing else on. It's Saturday afternoon.
It's the windmill to Esmeralda. It's Esmeralda's windmill cross. That's what it is. She's helpless.
It's like when you got nothing else to watch. This is before Netflix.
Trust me, there's something else to watch than Dracula Dead and Loving It. If there's a damn test pattern on screen, it's better than Dracula Dead and Loving
It. I got to watch it.
I love the idea that you have to watch it.
Well, it's either that or what?
Oh, nothing. Turn the damn thing off.
50.1 with movies, but sometimes that doesn't come in.
So. Yeah. Wow. All right. Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Like, I've watched a bunch of times that movie with Frank Sinatra and, red hair.
Faye Dunaway?
No.
Red hair.
Oh, it's a movie about the Can-Can.
Okay.
No, nothing?
Yeah.
Well,
we're out of time. Think about it.
I'll think about it.
Tell us tomorrow.
I'll tell you
okay?
Later.
Tell us on Wednesday. All right.
So you can judge me.
Well, yeah, of course. All right.